Well, on the Ag Show today, we have a chance to talk to Kelly Smith-Frazier. She is the chairperson for Alberta Beef Producers. She joins us on the line right now. So I guess the first question for you here today, Kelly, is for those people listening right now, not too agriculturally inclined, what exactly is it that the Alberta Beef Producers Group sort of does?
So basically, what we do is we represent all of the 18,000 beef producers in Alberta. And what, you know, at the core of what we do is we fund research that helps the beef industry. We lobby the government on different beef industry issues. And then we also are involved in marketing and education. So promoting beef to our consumers, as well as we have school educational programs to try and, you know, teach and be involved in the learning environment for our youth to learn about the nutritional benefits of beef. And then really a big part of it also is communicating with our producers, letting them know what's happening in the industry, opportunities that might be coming up for them, and just really engaging with the producers.
And getting onto sort of the producers' side of things, do you find that issues that producers face at the province, it's all kind of the same all over? Like it's not, like somewhere someone up here in the Peace Country wouldn't have anything totally different from somewhere in the southern half of the province, or is it kind of the same all around?
You know, there's definitely issues that affect us all. You know, so broad to say as consumer perceptions and education. That's something that affects us all. But then definitely we see very area-specific issues that, for example, quite often we deal out in the eastern slopes with wildlife predation issues. I don't have those issues where I live, and I'm not that far from the eastern slope. So, you know, and we definitely are hear from producers on weather conditions and, you know, of course, if it always seems that one area might be experiencing a drought, the other one is completely underwater. So, you know, geographically, we do deal with those different kinds of issues. But then at the core, market issues, trade issues, those kinds of things we definitely deal with as a whole.
And, of course, one of the big things that has sort of affected the world over the past year has been the COVID-19 kind of making a number of different changes to the world now. I'm curious, how has the pandemic sort of affected beef producers in the province?
Oh, it has been an absolute roller coaster. And honestly, I don't even know if describing it as a roller coaster totally encompasses it. That, you know, in the spring or late winter last year when we started hearing about it, we kind of were, all right, well, we need to keep our eye on this. To by April, May, when we were seeing plant closures, you know, and then watching the market drop out for fed cattle because of the plant closures. And then really, you know, in the spring, there is a lot of uncertainty amongst our producers, our cow-calf producers. What were our calves that were being, like, was it worth having the calves in the spring? That, you know, they didn't know what those calves would be worth come fall when it was weaning time. And thankfully, we were able to have a fairly decent average market this fall for our calves, which is really a blessing for our producers. That it wasn't, it was looking really scary in the spring, and by fall things had leveled out. There is definitely a backlog of our fed cattle, you know, because of those plant closures. They were shut down for 2 weeks, sometimes at a time. So it definitely creates a backlog. We have now finally, by the numbers, have worked our way to the backlog. And so our plants are able to operate more at their normal. So we've definitely had a roller coaster. It was incredibly, especially the spring, was an incredibly emotional time for our producers. That, you know, there was just so much uncertainty. They didn't know what the next day was going to bring. And us as the people representing them felt very much in the same boat, because one day we would be dealing with one issue and then the next day another one would pop up. So it was definitely, it wasn't an easy year, but we managed to get through it, and I think we got through it together.
And I know around this time of year, you know, a lot of the different agriculture industry groups try to sort of forecast what they think the year ahead might be like. So what is the Alberta beef producers sort of looking at for 2021 here?
Well, for us as an organization, it is an absolutely, honestly, I'm so excited to be at the helm of it, that it's a super exciting time. We've really sat back the last year and evaluated how we are communicating with our producers. So we are launching a new communications platform, and that's going to include a new magazine, very informational driven for, you know, what exactly are our industry organizations doing for the producers that are paying for them? That, really making sure that our producers understand the value of their dollars. And so we're launching this new magazine. It'll come out at the beginning of February, as well as we are launching a new online platform, kind of a new website, but there's going to be some apps, an app on our app stores, and really be able to push that communication out. So it's an exciting time that way. Also, we just are in the midst of a structural change. We have delegates voted in or elected by our producers across the province. We've changed the number of delegates and zones that they're representing, and moving forward with that structure change that was voted on last year. And, you know, I think there's still definitely some uncertainty with COVID-19 that, we are always eyes and ears open for any disruptions at our major packing plant. So, you know, like, there's still definitely that uncertainty, but I think we're in a, as an organization, in a great position. We definitely are watching the cost of grain. Barley is incredibly high right now, which then, you know, it costs a lot more to finish out an animal. So things like that, watching those markets is definitely playing a factor into the industry.
And we know there's a lot of groups out there that like to do kind of sort of free sort of, you know, webinars, sort of education for farmers and whatnot. Is there anything that you guys are going to be doing coming up in the next little bit in Van Front?
Well, what we do is we definitely promote the Beef Cattle Research Council does phenomenal webinars for, the different research projects and different findings. So we utilize that as our kind of our webinar and definitely promote that education side for our producers.